Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to...
To Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara. And today, we're hauling kind of something very basic, but something we all participate in.
But I feel like there's a niche corner on the internet that's just like solely dedicated to this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because it is that time of year once again.
It's that time of year.
The VIB Rouge event.
Twice a year.
We are hauling our Sephora Rouge wish lists.
So this one's for all the Sephora baddies, or maybe non-Sephora baddies, who are just makeup curious, makeup fans.
Skincare curious.
Maybe thought to themselves, Laura and Elizabeth, what's in your bag?
A fucking lot of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
I'm a VIB Rouge member. I also have a Sephora credit card.
Oh.
I know. I really went there. They got me because my credit score was low. And then I was like just desperate to get it up. And when I got approved for like one credit card that had very strict limits, I was like, it's time to test the waters with something really like low stakes, like a Sephora card. And if they let me in at that level of credit score, the good news is they'll let anyone in, I'm sure.
Do you still use it?
Yeah, I use it, but now it's kind of like an albatross because it makes me want to only shop at Sephora.
Right.
But I have to say that the experience of shopping at Sephora has gone so downhill over the last like 2 years that it's a really disgusting endeavor. The in-store experience is subpar at best. And I want to use this podcast episode to issue a formal plea to Sephora Corporate, which is hire some people to be actively cleaning your store during working hours.
One would think, especially post-pan era, that that would be top of the list.
No. And it's so bizarre. And I was tracking this all during the pandemic because I live close to the Grove, so that became a safe space to just like walk around and think. And I would go in Sephora when we were allowed to like go into stores or whatever. And I'd be like poking around, curious, looking at products. And I was also just curious how makeup stores in general were handling like pandemic with like going from being able to test stuff with abandon to then like not. And so I was observing very carefully as this store went like downhill, so messy, streaks everywhere, fingerprints everywhere, just like old makeup everywhere. And now it literally is like, I would not barely touch anything in there. And it's like a deep hand sanitizer, hand wash thing afterwards.
I'm really sorry to hear that. It's been a second since I've been into a physical Sephora. I'm more of a online shopper. Mm-hmm. I will wander in though, just for like a serotonin boost, just to kind of like be amongst the products. Makes me happy.
Yeah, definitely.
But I too have noticed, I'd love it if they just emptied the tissue bin where people are, you know, cleaning. I don't even know. It just doesn't seem like their eye on it.
Their eyes are off that prize. And it's not just the Grove Sephora, even though that does get more foot traffic. I went into like the Culver City because now I'm boots on the, like this is a hill that I'm ready to die on. Unfortunately, it's become like an obsessive compulsive thing. I think as a Rouge member and a credit card holder, well, I'm invested now.
Exactly.
And that's, sorry to them.
You're basically on the board.
They did this, honestly. Yeah. So now I'm like inspecting every Sephora to see if it's just the Grove one or if it's like a widespread pandemic across all brick and mortar stores. But I'm sad to report that right when you walked into the Culver City store, there was like a big makeup smear on like one of the displays. It's sick. You employ like 40 people at once going around the store. You can't like take three steps without somebody being like, can I help you find anything? Which is, I don't love that, but it is what it is. But some of those people need to be designated cleanup duty.
Agree.
And just wiping, and it's like, it's a real low lift. It's just wiping off the counters and making sure, like, does this look like how you would want your bathroom counter to look?
If each employee just was designated like a little section.
Yeah, one aisle is just yours, and we could do like aisle prizes.
We fixed it.
Yeah, but I'm literally on my hands and knees begging Sephora to like handle this problem. It's sick.
Yeah, no, it's wrong.
Also, if you're just paying that much money, like all those products come at a premium cost except for like The Ordinary. But that's like one brand in there that happens to be cheap. I don't know what the problem is. Are they not paying these people enough? I feel like they might be paying them also below minimum wage. So that's also part of the problem.
But that wouldn't surprise me. It's corporate.
We got to get, I'm ready to investigate.
Boots on the ground, Two Niche investigates.
Mm-hmm. I'll be reporting back.
Thank you. So the Rouge members 20% off starts on April 14th. VIB 15% off beginning April 18th. And Insider is 10% off also beginning April 18th. I'm at VIB level, but I did make a promise to myself that I wouldn't buy anything from Sephora until the sales. That's so I've been sticking to that.
I'm really bad at setting those boundaries with myself when it comes to Sephora. Part of the problem with the credit card is they do give you cash back points that you can use at Sephora. And then you can also use points towards purchases. And then you get like more, I think like 4% back on all purchases that you make at Sephora. So they keep me really hooked in, and something psychologically happens to me like right before, like I feel like all my products usually run out in the 2 weeks before VIB week. It's a struggle.
You're just synchronized with the universe, is that's what that tells me. One thing that I noticed this time around, most brands that are popular at Sephora held a 20% off site-wide sale leading up, predating the Sephora sale.
On their own site?
Yes.
Oh.
And I think that...
That's some insider info.
I don't know if this is a newer thing or if my algorithm was just speaking to me in terms of this topic and showing me the data, but so many brands were advertising their site-wide sales in the past few weeks. And I just find that interesting. It is a time to get a discount on beauty, hair care, skin care. And also, have you noticed the prices going up for everything?
I mean, in general, everything has hiked.
Yeah.
Which I'm still really unclear on how that starts to happen. Is it just like people decide to hike things and then you see something expensive and you're like, well, I'm going to hike my prices too?
I am not quite sure how that mechanism of price hiking works. However, it does seem to be across the board. Can confirm.
Yeah, it's everything is like wildly expensive now.
And I think too, what's important to point out in terms of the beauty market is that we're basically working with eight companies that own the entire space. So you have LVMH, Coty, Shiseido Group, Unilever, L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, Procter & Gamble, and Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, what? Can you briefly say what LVMH owns?
LVMH is Fresh, Benefit, Kat Von D, Guerlain, Fenty, Christian Dior, Givenchy, Loewe, Marc Jacobs, Ole Hendrickson, Makeup Forever, Bite. Coty is Nioxin, Rimmel, GHD, CoverGirl, Sassoon, Clairol, OPI, Wella, Philosophy. Continuing on the high end, Shiseido Group's Avene. Shiseido, obviously. Shiseido. Oh.
They're Japanese.
Yeah. So it's a...
I just was... Because I was in Japan, I was like passing a lot of like Shiseido shops.
Learning stuff.
Learning,
they
living.
Have NARS. A lot of... It looks like... I can't read that handwriting. So moving on. And L'Oreal, obviously. We've got Garnier, Vichy, Maybelline, L'Oreal, Kiehl's, Kérastase, Shu Uemura, Urban Decay, Estee Lauder is MAC, Jo Malone, Aveda, Becca, Le Labo, Clinique, Rodin, Bobbi Brown, Smashbox, Glam Glow. The gang's all here.
Okay. I'm thank you for doing that, because I was in my head being like, which kind of corporate girly am I most? And I'm thinking that I'm a Shiseido girl at heart.
Yeah. I'm a big NARS fan, so they have me there.
They also do Drunk Elephant, which I'm a big fan of.
Oh, they also do Bare Minerals, which I don't do, but I love Avene. Avene?
Avene? Is it Avene?
I always thought it was Avene.
I always thought it was Avene.
I mean, I trust you more so than I've myself never... when it comes to a pronunciation.
I don't think I've ever heard it pronounced.
But they're... Water Mist is my number one fave, but I buy that from Derm Store.
Well, that's the other thing with Sephora, is their online shopping experience is good, but their shipping is really slow.
Yeah.
They need to talk to Jeff, because they need some 2-day shipping. If they started doing 2-day shipping, I would... release my investigation over their brick and mortar, and I would no longer... I'd say you can be as disgusting as possible for all I care. Literally give people MRSA. I will shop online and I'll shut the fuck up.
You can order online, pick up in store, but that doesn't...
No. To order online and go to the Grove is truly a heinous undertaking.
You don't do that for the Nordstrom's?
I have before, because you can just pull in and then they'll come out to you. So that's
genius.
Nice. But I don't think that they have that kind of service at Sephora.
No, they're not there yet.
Absolutely not.
So needless to say, there's just a lot of chatter around the Sephora savings event. I feel like it's at a fever pitch. So we thought today we would get into what would be in our carts, or what is in our carts.
Yeah, I pulled up my cart.
Fab.
And I can speak number one to something I will be buying during this Rouge event, which is the Drunk Elephant Proteiny Polypeptide Firming Refillable Moisturizer.
Have you used it before?
I've used it before. It's a really good moisturizer. It's like unscented, clean, I'm pretty sure. Which thrills. And then I don't know why I stopped using it, but I like will go on and off. But then recently when Margaret Josephs was talking about peptides, some little like light bulb went off and I was like, I gotta get that peptide moisturizer back in my life. But it is like $68. So I was like, I'm not gonna pull the trigger on it yet. I'll wait.
I've dabbled with Drunk Elephant before, never committed fully.
I like that moisturizer.
Okay, that's good to know. I have a moisturizer on my list, which is from the brand The Nuco, NUECO.
Yeah,
their Barrier Culture moisturizer and their Barrier Culture cleanser, which is like a pre and pro and postbiotic face wash. It's super clean. There's no scent. I have extremely sensitive skin to the point of there's like always something. I went from having late stage adult acne. That's not a thing. I had, it
any
felt that way.
Stage after age 17 is late stage
I had
in my mind.
Late stage adult acne. And then it moved into being like just dermatitis all over my face. And now I'm just, things are not as bad. I'm just like extremely dry from like the bridge of my nose up. So I'm like working that out. But I will say that the Nuco, like that combo, you can use these two products and like you don't need too much else. So
how much are they?
The cleanser is $42. The moisturizer is $65. And the moisturizer is a niacinamide and a squalane combo.
Okay.
So like you're kind of getting what you need. And then I'll use the moisturizer with like a little bit of the Goop oil and I'll mix it. Mm-hmm. And that's been a nice thing.
Yeah. The Goop oil has been nice. I've noticed that Sephora hasn't been carrying as many Goop products as it used to.
I guess
brick and mortar stores, maybe online, has more of a selection.
I've been on that Goop tip. So yes, it's the Goop Jeans Nutrient Face Oil. I ran out of the Goop Glow Cloudberry Exfoliating Jelly Cleanser and would repurchase.
Yeah, you really liked that.
I really did.
I really like their Vitamin C Moisturizer. So that's something I would repurchase, but I don't really need. I need like a more of a Vitamin C Serum, which is something I'm thinking about getting at the Sephora VIB moment. But at the same time, once you're kind of in going to a derm and you're partaking in like medical skincare, you kind of realize that everything at Sephora is a grift anyways.
I think that this sale is a scam.
Oh, Sephora
forgot
in general
to lead with that. Head meant to
let us
pin that to the top.
Denounce Sephora as being a scam top to bottom.
And I'm signing up.
The beauty industry at large is a scam. I'm no stranger to that, nor are you. The Sephora credit card, scam. The sale, scam. The products, mostly scams. The best use of your time and money, I think, after you're in your 20s, where you're going to look pretty young no matter what, is like you just have to go medical skincare, medical grade. And yep, it's boring. It's not exciting. The packaging's kind of whatever, but those are really going to move the needle. And truth be told, they might not even move it that much. Everything's downhill.
It's all ending up pointing south no matter what we do.
Gravity will take hold and drag you straight to hell. And anything you do is just fighting that eventuality.
Yeah. I'm really feeling that. I have a birthday next week and I'm like feeling the shift.
It's intense. What year is it?
38.
That's a tough year. 28 was hard. 38 was hard.
I feel fine about it, but I'm just like noticing, like you just notice.
You start to really realize, you're realizing things.
Some appointments have been made, let's
Kylie
just
Jenner
say.
Style. Yeah.
I'm realizing stuff.
Okay. One thing that I've noticed all the TikTok girlinas going crazy over is this brand Refi.
So is that I said, how we say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was
good
Refi for forever.
Okay.
But it's definitely not. I yearned to be young and cool. So I went straight to Sephora outside of the VIB Rouge sale parameters. And I did purchase the Brow Sculpt.
So you went the Sculpt direction.
Yeah, I purchased the
Brow Sculpt Shape and Hold Gel with Lamination Effect.
Yeah, I got that.
And
I'm a big fan.
Your brows look great.
Thanks. I was an Anastasia Beauty clear gel devotee for a long time. And then I got like their eyebrow like pot that was very sticky and
have that
a long
also
time. And this I will be using. A lot comes out on the spoolie though, like too much. So I don't love that, but I'm learning how to deal with it.
Sephora collection makes a great eyebrow gel. Clear.
Okay.
I also really liked the Makeup by Mario one. The Anastasia one, I don't like the spoolie. It puts too much product on it.
It doesn't really do much.
I like the Say Beauty Tiny Clear. They have the tiniest brush. It's wonderful. This is like...
You're passionate about...
I'm passionate about eyebrow gel.
I need you to try the Refi one.
I'm really curious. Is it...
It does a good job of like laminating yeah. without being like crazy.
Does it stay?
It stays. Good. And then I also got the brow pomade, which is like one end is a little slanted brush and then one end is a little cap filled with the
oh, interesting.
Gel. And so you get it on the brush and then you kind of brush it on your brows after to like fill them in. And I'm now that I'm learning how to use that, I really like that too.
I'm intrigued. Isn't this a influencer brand?
Is it? That would make sense. I mean, it truly is like, if you are young, you're using this brand.
Yep, it's an influencer brand.
Who is the influencer?
Jess Hunt and entrepreneur Jenna Meek. I appreciate a brand that I catch wind of that maybe is one, but I learn about it because the product is good.
Yeah. I'm learning about a lot of things through like 18-year-olds on TikTok. This was one of them.
Honestly, same.
And then Summer Fridays, which I didn't realize was owned by maker Mariana of one of our favorite Hewitt. Smoothies.
Yep.
But then when I
by our favorite smoothie maker.
Our favorite smoothie maker, Mariana Hewitt. I was like kind of walking back and forth in front of that. And I'd tried their like coconut body lotion like a long time ago. It's a good summer scent and I liked the bod feel of it. But I was lurking a young lady on TikTok who said that her favorite lip gloss is this like Summer Fridays vanilla beige lip gloss. So then I was like, I need to get this lip gloss. And then I was looking, I was like, oh my God, Mariana Hewitt, like I've got to get this. And then I got their jet lag mask, which I think is just like a big moisture mask.
Yeah.
Just like lotion for your face.
Okay. I haven't fucked around with Summer Fridays at all, but I like the packaging and I like the name.
And there's good smells too.
The
one thing I will say about like having summer in your name is like, I'm not going to look to it in winter.
That's right. It's limiting.
It is limiting.
Do you know the brand Lawless?
Yeah.
Okay, so I tried their Forget the Filler Limp Plumper Line Smoothing Gloss that I have to say I repurchased.
Ooh.
But it's also, I think, nothing that's different than anything else on the market in that category, but it is a good one.
Is it like a light sting and then your lips get a little puffier?
It's kind of goopy. Like it's a shine.
Okay.
It's a heavy shine. It reminds me of what was the OG lip filler lip gloss from back in the day that had kind of like a milky shimmer and it had a silver top?
Not Juicy Tubes.
No, it was like its own brand, but it was the lip plumper of the era.
Oh, I don't know.
Wish I could. It reminds me of that a little bit, but. So I just wanted to shout that one out. They have a tiny one that you can buy that is a true ripoff that is $15 for like the tiniest amount of lip gloss.
But that might actually be a better deal because do you use all your lip glosses down to the last drop?
If it's a good one.
I don't know if I've ever used one down to the last drop.
Interesting. Do you have a fave right now?
Right now, I've been using that Vanilla Beige Summer Fridays.
Okay.
But honestly, I saw a Vogue Beauty like interview with Candace Swanepoel, and she showed like the lip balm she was using. And it's like Mrs. Palmer's like a $6 lip balm that you can get on Amazon
yeah.
for like a pack of four for $11. And then I just will buy one of those every 6 months and just use those.
I do what I learned on TikTok. I didn't know it was called this while I was doing it, but I learned after the fact. First of all, the millennial referencing of like, I saw it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like I'm really just
trying to be cooler, but it's hard.
It's hard. It's called the Gym Lip, which is lip liner and chapstick. So I've been gym lipping for as long as time, but just learned the name.
What lip liner do you like to
use? I use the Charlotte Tilbury, different various ones, but I'm open to branching out.
I've been using her lip liner too.
Yeah.
I like it.
The Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I have like three different
Okay, ones. I need to start doing this.
Yeah.
Because I need, I've overlined a couple times just to test the waters.
Just to try it.
Just to try it. And then someone immediately called me out on like TikTok. They were like, Lara's in a place of lips. And I was like, I really am, because it did look like I had lip filler.
You know
but
what?
It was just the overlining. Just
trying stuff.
Sometimes you gotta try things.
I just went through a heavy, heavy detox of all my products and just like going through everything. So I was trying things to see if it was making the cut, and I did an overline just to see.
It's a hard
not my look.
I think my overline approach is actually focusing more on the bottom lip rather mm-hmm. than the top, because the top is where I can look like somehow it looks great on Kendall Jenner, but it's not yeah. gonna hit the same for little old me.
I do lip filler.
Me too.
And proud, but I don't get lips that don't look like my lips. I just keep fullness that I'm losing as I'm aging.
Mm-hmm. I know.
One day I might go overboard just for fun, just to see, just for thrills.
If you could find someone that really knows what they're doing and can do like a really sculpted lip fill,
like
where
a Lala.
It doesn't go, yeah, like a Lala, or there's this influencer Pia Robbio, who I'm pretty sure she does like filler. I think that she would be very open, but I've had my eye on those lips, and I have to say it's really good. It's a sharp, crisp border. There's no like migration,
right?
But it takes like a very skilled hand and a knowledge of lip anatomy.
So true.
So until then, I just kind of keep things like normal-ish.
Yeah, until
inflated, just until they would go overboard. And I'm now noticing, like, it's been like 6 months since I got it, so I think I'm gonna get more when I
yeah,
go home.
Yeah, it's my birthday gift to myself every year.
I love that. Okay, this is a great time of year if you're wanting to get like the Augustinus Botter moisturizer. The VIB event is the time to get it.
Yeah.
And you may or may not find that you love it. It kind of is just like any other all moisturizers are kind of the same deal at the end of the day. And honestly, I went to a facialist who said that it was clogging my pores. So then I stopped using it.
I've only used it one time. A makeup artist used it on me. And she was like, you should get this. And I was like, I love you.
I know. You're like, what?
But I'm not.
I guess everyone should.
Everybody should try it. So Augustus Bader.
Augustinus Botter, I think. I thought it was Augustus Bader, too.
Okay, so something we're learning about me is I glance at something and then I just guess what the word is.
Tell yourself stories in order to live. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so it has the whole like gimmick with it is that it has stem cell. Is that what it is?
It's something like that. It's like $380 for one tube of it that I don't believe is refillable at this point. So it is a trash island objet. Oh. And weirdly, I think that one of its primary investors is Don Johnson. Meaning that Dakota Johnson once again lives the life that we all wish we had.
True.
Because I'm sure she's just getting a truck backs up to her house and then just unloads. I think also use it, whatever moisturizer you use, it really is like, is your skin good to begin with? It's really not going to do all that much is the sad truth.
Honestly, the Elta MD sunscreen doubles as a daytime moisturizer for me.
It is moist.
And it's like, I'm pretty good. I really have to, like, less is more all around when it comes to anything I'm putting on my face, just because it's so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that I can do like 3 steps tops.
Yeah.
I'm never like, I can't be one of those like multi-step GRWM girls.
No, absolutely not.
But I like to be the voice for a 1 step.
I like if you just have a really good moisturizer, a good cleanser, a good exfoliator.
I will shout out a holy grail product, and actually over the years, brand as a whole, that I love so much. I was introduced to this brand because they had, like, I was on their PR list, but since then I'm no longer on their PR list, which is a major upset. I've repurchased pretty much everything I've gotten from them multiple times. So the brand is Saie, and S-A-I-E. I think they're really popular over at Sephora. The Glowy Super Gel is my favorite product.
What is it?
It can sort of be used in a lot of different ways, which is why I like it so much. So how I use it is almost like a primer, and it just like adds just like a glowy moisture to your skin. You can mix it with your foundation. You can mix it with your SPF. You could also kind of just use it after as a highlighter. I've mixed it with their blushes before and sort of like changes the pigment and kind of makes it more of a highlighter. It's just like kind of a do-it-all. It doesn't make me break out, which are check, check. Those are my two main things. Okay, can I use it and does it irritate me or not?
And does it make you overly shiny?
What do you think?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm
fighting.
I wish
the shine.
That I was a highlighter girl, yeah. But I just find that every time I use highlighter, I just end up looking shiny or greasy.
Right.
Or almost like slick. And I just don't like to be slick.
That's how I am. Like, I try to contour and I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't work for my face.
This is a good segue into my next recommendation. Oh. I was never a contourer until walking the aisles of Sephora one day and a Westman Atelier worker grabbed me and was like, she was like a brand rep. I think they were doing like, it. She wasn't just like any old Sephora employee.
She had the education.
Yeah, she had the education. She was out here getting women to contour and selling them on these products. So she was like, have you ever contoured? I was like, no. And then she showed me how to use the Westman Atelier contour stick. Why is this not showing up?
Okay, Sephora also glitches. Have you noticed that? I don't know if it's my browser.
They're supposed to be better than this.
But I like the, sometimes it just like doesn't load.
Yeah. So she told me about the Face Trace Cream Contour Stick and then the Baby Cheeks Lip and Cheek Stick. And those are now part of my everyday beauty routine. It makes it very easy to contour. And I might have to get, because I'm like running low, but I'm like, this would be the time to re-up because these things are like $50 each. So they're not like a cheap item by any stretch of the imagination. But with a discount, they would be good. And it's clean beauty. So do with that information what you will.
Westman was on my list of sale purchases, but then I ended up going to an event and Nude Sticks was in the gift bag.
Mm.
And I'm really loving what I got from them. And I just wanted to shout them out because the event I went to was this organization that the jewelry brand Mejuri put together that they're looping in a ton of brands whose customer base is female. And they created basically this coalition called A Year of Action to help support Planned Parenthood.
Oh, cool.
What I appreciate is all of these brands whose customer base is women who are saying, okay, well, we want to invest in maintaining women's rights. So the list of brands that are involved with this mission, I'm like, I'd want to shop them over another brand. So Nude Sticks just like made a huge leap in my life.
Okay, that intrigues me. I'm always passing by them and I question, but then I never pull the plug. I think so, part of it is just the packaging.
Yeah,
it's a little bit
teen.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But so Mary Phillips, the makeup artist, created this color with them called Sunkissed. And it's almost like a bronzy blush. I'm wearing it today. and you can sort of use it as a blush, as a lip tint, like a little bit on your lids. It's sort of like an all-purpose product. It shows up really well on all different skin tones. And that is a very new to the Arsenal A+.
Oh, this is hard because I really want nothing more like than to buy that right now.
Yeah. Well, I have it here. You can test it out. And all right. I use it and I saw on TikTok. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for myself. Saw on TikTok that she uses like a fluffy brush to sort of pat it in. So I've been using a fluffy brush to pat it in.
Have you been doing the thing that, well, I guess you don't contour, but something I've been meaning to try, but I just don't trust that it will work for me is like, apparently Hailey and Kendall, the way they put their makeup on is they do all their blush and contour before foundation and then put foundation on with a fluffy brush. And I'm like, there's literally no way that this works on me and looks good.
I tried just it. Turning into, it doesn't do anything for me.
It cannot possibly work. Unless you are some sort of guru. You're a witch. Mary Phillips is a witch.
She is.
Yeah, she is. Sure. We all know
praise.
It.
Praise. She's doing amazing work out there.
I have to fucking add that to my list. Is it part of their cream blush?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that it's like one side is a stick and the other side.
Yeah, but that brush is not it. Ugh. You can't use that brush. That's my one gripe.
Sun-kissed pink?
No, just sun-kissed regular.
It's the matte cream bronzer.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yep. Important to know. And then on sort of a blush bronzer hybrid tip, Say has their Dew Blush Liquid Cheek in Spicy, which is like a warm terracotta. That's my other fave.
Okay. I like the terracotta for summer, especially. Mm-hmm. Just changing my hair color, it feels like I have to change some like bronzer and cheek colors too, just to make sure that everything's working in sync. So this is good to be getting the rundown.
Radicalized.
This way. Another thing that I will be re-upping is the Peace Out Acne Salicylic Acid Healing Dots. They have a mega pack that's like 6 sheets or something like that. Or like 60 dots, and that retails for $45, but then you gotta get that 20% off and it's a good deal.
That is. I find that the Sephora, they do like the trial size sort of like compilation packs of like the mascaras and the fragrances. Those are where the deals are at. Because normally with the mascara one, there's then all these mascara samples, and then there's a voucher for a full size one inside of it.
Like a free one?
Yeah, that you can then bring back.
So for a brand or just any brand you want?
Like one of the brands that were in the variety pack.
Oh, that's like throwing the dice though in such a way. Are you always trying to figure out a new mascara?
No, they've actually done a good job of curating with finding like a good, like it's a good bunch. Like I'm down to try most of them. Right now, I'm at a place of CoverGirl mascara in my own life because I like a brown. So most places don't do a good brown.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. But usually once I find a mascara I like, I'll stick with it just for years.
What do you use right now?
I use Lancôme's Lash Idole Lash Lifting and Volumizing Mascara.
Okay.
I don't do waterproof because I don't like waterproof mascara.
Right.
I don't want it to like stick around for centuries. Like I want it to just do its job, not get under my eyes at all.
Right.
And then come off when I'm ready for it to come off. And this does a really good job. Like it does not leave any residue under the eyes. If I like am cry laughing, which I often am in podcast land, it might leave a little bit of a streak, but it's like really, really great. And it might make a brown.
I feel like in my formative years, I really struggled with mascara under my eyes, like all through high school. Was really tough. Like I'd come home and I'd look in the mirror and I just would be like, I don't have that anymore as much though. Mm. So Growth is possible.
Growth is possible.
Okay, I'm not seeing a mascara Sephora favorites value set, but they do have some other great ones like Clean Me Up Beauty Set, limited edition, $35. And it has a mini of that Lawless lip gloss that I mentioned, a full-size Tower mascara, and a number of other like really solid offerings. I think these sets are really something to keep our eye on.
Where it's at.
Yeah. Okay.
Something that I'm always on the fence, like every time a VIB Rouge moment comes around, is like, will I or will I not get the Dennis Gross LED mask?
Now's the time to buy.
I know, but then every time I'm like, oh, I don't know, like I can't, it's hard.
Those masks, I have a theory that they're gonna drop in price because I think a lot of the tech is like V1, V2.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only being more affordable moving forward. So I've waited. I also would rather get a bigger treatment like at a place that's more like guaranteed results, but I'm still wishing upon a star for a Lima laser. So
I know manifesting that's the thing though, handheld, I just won't ever use it. I will not put it to my face like even maybe once. Maybe I would Lima my knees, but even that's asking a lot.
I want one so badly.
I want one for free. For free, I would take it and I would maybe do it for a week before losing interest and trying to sell it. But like buying that on my own accord, you should just save that money and put it in your facelift fund or get like a CO2 resurfacing and you'll be in and out in one day and like 2 weeks recovery time and it will be like a lifetime of
Lima. I want a CO2 laser treatment so badly.
You know what kills me about Lima as well?
Tell.
Do you keep getting that Instagram ad with that woman who's putting it on her face and it's like, my husband, or like, everyone thinks I'm 28. I'm 41. That
no, but is
me.
It Valerie Cherish?
No, but it literally, it reads like that to me every time. And I'm like, fuck you. Every time I see it, I'm always in my scroll and there it is.
Ugh. They actually should take the age stuff out of it. I think we're past that as a society, but okay.
Yeah, or just like, there's another version of it where it's like, my husband asked if I had like gotten work done or something like that.
Lima laser.
We don't need to bring the husbands into it. Also, your husband's going to fucking kill you if he realizes you spent $2,600 on a handheld device.
True. Something that's in my cart that I is a purely by influence is the Urban Decay Space Cowboy eyeshadow.
Ooh.
It's pretty glittery. So I don't know if this is something that's age appropriate. I think, again, a youngster on TikTok might have really like drilled this into my head that I need it. But this is the one like new product that that isn't a repurchase that's in my cart.
Do you have a pick of it?
Yeah, sure do.
Oh, I like that. Sometimes eyeshadow looks weird on me if it's like, I think I probably just have to line as well as do eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that a lot.
I really like it.
Shimmery metallic for summer.
Yep. It feels very, very summer, very now, very need. So I had done a makeup lesson with a makeup artist last year that actually changed my life.
Was it a Sephora makeup artist?
No. It was... The makeup artist's name is Afton, and she did my friend Sophia's makeup for her wedding that was just like so flawless and so perfect. And it was in Oklahoma. It was in Tulsa. So it was like 9 million degrees.
Yeah, so hot.
All of us were just melting the whole time, and somehow Soph just looked like
flawless.
And we were all like so floored by her makeup that we got a makeup lesson from her makeup artist. And she went through, this was so cool and so helpful and probably like the best thing to come out of last year that will have rear like fruits for years and years to come. So she went through all of our makeup bags and showed us like what we needed, like what was missing, and went through each step. And it was a massive mix of like high and low products. Like it really got me into e.l.f. and like some of these really affordable drugstore brands. But I just wanted to shout that out because it changed my life in a way that was unexpected and important.
What was the most surprising thing that you learned from that experience?
So there is an Elme eyeshadow palette that I think is like $8. There's four of them and they're based on eye color. The brown that is in the palette for brunettes, I use that on like a tiny brush and like do a tiny wingtip and it just like fully lifts my whole look.
Mm-hmm.
Giving that sculpted lifted look that we're all after.
That Bella Hadid eye.
Exactly. That was a big one. Primer, which I was never into before, and then makeup setting spray, which I now, if I'm like really doing my makeup, I'm layering setting spray. So I'm going for a like base, like complexion, then we're spray. Setting.
Yeah.
Then we let that hang out for a second, and then we build from there. Again, another spray. So I didn't know what spray was in that sense.
I've seen the setting spray used on makeup tutorial videos, but again, I just feel like when I'm spraying, it's just a slippery slope to being a literal slippery slope.
Right. Well, I actually really like using just the thermal water from Evian. TBD on the name of We're clearly experts. So that was like a big thing, just sort of like the keeping it in place I had never really mastered. And also the wingtip, I was a real what on that until I learned.
Okay, I like that. Another product, when you said primer, it reminded me that I'm almost out of my Tatcha primer and I use the Liquid Silk, and that's another pricey primer. So
what about concealer foundation?
So I've been using the Armani one for a while, like for a year and some change, but I'm really curious about the Hourglass Ambient Glow, Ambient Soft Glow foundation, because Mary Phillips uses that. So then, well, I was like, I really need to use
that. If Mary Phillips uses that, then I'm going to use it. I forever have been using the Hourglass foundations, or I'm sorry, not foundation stick, the Hourglass concealer stick. It's like comes in that like maroon sort of, it looks sort of like a lipstick tube.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a product that I always have. It's a really good to just like keep in your bag. It's never going to break. I love that one. I'm sure there's better ones on the market, but it's like my go-to forever.
Hourglass is really good.
It's really good.
It's clean also.
Yep.
Their brushes are amazing. I use their matte powder, like their setting powder, and I really like it. And I just started using their airbrush concealer, mm-hmm. and I really like that. But I've been using the Armani Luminous Silk foundation.
I have that one.
Yeah. And I like it. I like a medium coverage. I don't love like a full coverage.
Every day, my daily one is the Say Tinted Moisturizer. I love that one so much. I've repurchased it many times. They just came out with a foundation that I'm going to buy for the sale. That's on my list as well.
Oh, nice.
Really curious, just because most of my makeup bag is that brand at this point, and I'm curious about that. So you mentioned makeup brushes, and I went to the Indie Beauty Expo at the end of last year, and I discovered this brand called Cinema Secrets, which is a brush cleaner. And nothing, I would never in a million years buy a brush cleaner. Like, it just like is not a top priority. Normally I'll take a little bit of dish soap and olive oil and like put it on a plate and then add water and then kind of use that to like clean the brushes. However, I've been radicalized by this product. You put the tiniest bit it almost is like, it doesn't smell quite like this. This one's lemon scented, but it's strong like a nail polish remover.
Interesting.
So it's definitely not that harsh, but it just in terms of like the solution. So the solution is strong. And I say that because it took off a little bit of the finish on my credenza, but that's okay.
Oh, wow.
We'll move past it. So what I do is you put a little tiny bit of it in this little tin that it comes with, and then you dip your brush in it, not all the way to its root, just sort of like the top, and it's your brush like soaks up the solution. And then I'll take a like a washcloth or something and kind of like clean off the brush with it. When I tell you that my makeup brushes are as good as the day I got them after I use this stuff, it is crazy.
Do you rinse them at all? Or is it just you wipe the solution off and then it comes off?
You just wipe it off and it comes off without, yeah, it's a waterless brush cleaner.
Okay, I like that.
And that's something that I would have never purchased for myself, but I will never not buy this product. And they carry it at Sephora now. Cinema Secrets, the one I have is the Tropical Lemon Makeup Brush Cleaner Pro Starter Kit. $28. Highly recommend.
Okay, I might have to get that because if there's one thing I don't do, it's clean my
makeup
brushes.
Who cleans their brushes? I mean, it's
I'm not a makeup artist.
Right. But this is, and I have fun doing it. Like, it's sort of like a little...
It's a little project.
Yeah.
I want to shout out one brand that I walked by the other day when I was in the store. And I was like, and put it on a mental, maybe VIB purchase list, which is this brand Hani that I think is pretty new, but it's a shaving brand. And I was very intrigued by it because... I just don't think there's been like a great shaving brand for women that's like more bespoke. Like, you know, Dollar Shave Club really changed the game for men. And for a while, I worked for like a media company owned by Dollar Shave Club. So I had like free Dollar Shave Club products like to my heart's desire. And I became radicalized by... Their razors are really good, but their shave butter was amazing. And I have used that ever since. And this was like in 2015. And it has the consistency of like a conditioner, like a hair conditioner. But it's just like a buttery conditioner feeling. You put it on your legs. I really like that. And I've not shaved with shaving cream since then. But I've been waiting for like... of
someone to disrupt,
like a chick company to get in the mix. And there is that brand Billy, but it's like, no, it's just like doesn't hit the same, even though I right. do use their razors because I did like an ad for them on Sex Unique. But like this looked really, they have a shave pillow moisturizing body gel that's like, I think it's their shaving gel that comes in this like tube. And you just like rub it on your legs. You can use it, I think, as a wet shave or a dry shave if you want to.
Interesting.
So I was like, okay, I'm like...
I'm open to this.
Yeah, I'm open to it. Their packaging's cute.
Great font.
Great font, great color scheme.
Another thing that is in my cart, Heretic, the scents. It's a perfume brand.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was Heretic, but it's Heretic.
Ooh.
Everything that this company does smells incredible to me. I'm very sense sensitive. I get like instant migraines from most things. So I love that this brand is clean. I appreciate the packaging and the branding, but the scents themselves are so good. So my winter scent is Dirty Vanilla. Spring right now is Dirty Hinoki. And I will be adding to cart.
Have you ever fucked with Dirty Coconut or Dirty Grass?
Dirty Grass, I'm obsessed with. They don't carry that one at Sephora, but they do have the Dirty Coconut, which I haven't tried.
Does the Dirty Grass smell like grass?
It smells... No, no.
Okay, that's
it smells like clean, like outdoors more than like specific a grass smell.
Okay, because I've been chasing the Gap perfume grass dragon for years, just trying to get my hands on another grass perfume. And if someone knows any perfumes or scents that will get me that grass smell I desire,
that specific,
yeah, you gotta let me know.
Okay. I wish I had a place to direct you, but the Dirty Grass scent from this brand smells phenomenal.
Okay, good to know.
A plus. Few more shout outs, honorable mentions. The Merit Minimalist Perfecting Foundation and Concealer Stick. Bought that for the last sale. Will be buying it now in the right color for me because I miscalculated.
Wait, but you know you can return.
I know, but it at the time it was sort of the right color. It was just very light.
It's like when the seasons change, exactly. And then your skin kind of changes.
I think it's one of those things that maybe if I get the next shade and mix them together, that will be the sweet spot.
Okay, nice.
But it's a really nice product. Again, really good to throw in your bag because it has that like concealer stick experience, but like a foundation like coverage. I like to be able to skip steps like that. And then I'll be repurchasing the Youth to the People cleanser, the superfood antioxidant cleanser.
You should get the big.
The big one.
The
yeah.
Big refillable one.
Because I got the tiny one last time just to try it and I loved it. And I'm ready to commit.
It's all about going like Costco size yeah. Refillables.
They were another brand that was doing like 20% off pre-sale.
Mm.
And I missed the boat.
Yeah, all their stuff is really amazing. That's on my list too, I think. To just do like a big bulk.
Yeah.
Moment.
It's a real haul.
It's such a haul. And I'm now making peace with the fact that my credit card bill for Sephora will be more than it usually is.
But
if it's a deal, does that make it better?
Should we announce the winner of the giveaway?
Yes.
Okay, this was, first of all, thank you guys all so much for leaving such kind words and sweet reviews. Laura and I actually both don't read the reviews just as like a mental health choice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you send us your reviews that are nice and thoughtful and the fact that you took the time to sit down and write it means so much to us. So thank you so much. So the winner of the Sleep Crown is our dear listener, Kristen Good. Welcome to baby mode.
Congratulations, Kristen. Welcome to coma mode. Welcome to a great night of sleep, making yourself pass out with ease with just like a light layer on top of your head. There's really nothing like it. And we salute you.
Salute, a big old sleepy baby salute over to you. Should mm-hmm. we read the winning review?
Yeah, let's do it. Easily the favorite of my Lars podcast haul. I've been personally hauling Lars podcasts for a few years now, starting with Sexy Unique Podcast, which was recommended to me by a friend when I first started watching Vanderpump Rules. I love the rapport between Carrie and Lara on Sup. I also love the devotion and creativity Lara displays on Saving Sex in the City 3. In my haul of her podcast, though, I have to say Too Niche is my go-to. The easy conversation between Elizabeth and Lara is just as bubbly as the numerous sparkling waters they've hauled and as surprisingly ear-friendly as their voyage through Vanderpump-adjacent singles. I love hearing their personal anecdotes, which honestly never run too long, and they always come across as just so excited to be hauling together, even when the picks are as terrible as Nina Dobrev and Julianne Hough's wine. Listening to the pod is like inviting your most fun, most cultured friends over for a butterboard and a kin, and it always makes my day a little brighter. I can't recommend this more highly for your next podcast haul. Wow.
I mean, the thing that stood out to me the most was that essentially it was like a haul of our hauls
mm-hmm.
in that write-up, and that's an A+.
It was thoughtful, covered a lot of ground. It was highly flattering towards yours truly. So that really will get you everywhere. And I beg more of you to flatter me and see what you get because we have a lot of deals to offer.
We really do. We've got promo codes. We've got lots of giveaways in the pipeline. So thank you guys mm-hmm. so much for entering, and thank you for joining us in our Sephora carts today. We just had a blast.
We did. Let us know what you're rouging this sale. Every day as the clock ticks, I tingle with the urge to descend on a Sephora and get a filled basket to the brim.
I'm about to spend so much money. I'm concerned on my well-being, but
I know, but it's okay. It'll be good. It'll be
it's
good.
It's okay. All right, guys, stay niche. We will see you at our next haul.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.